Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio family. Welcome, Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine Ingram, your daily lover. Excited about God's love. Excited about how I show up on the planet. You know, I need to probably say things like what I do, huh? I'm a transformational life coach, an author, a master speaker, yay! A vision board facilitator. And I can go on and on and on and on. But yes, I am Janine Ann Ingram, excited about how I show up on the planet. Welcome to the Love Journey this morning. We got a great lineup. As usual, you know, on Fridays, we do what we do, and we call it Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Wow, that's a nice name. I really like that. Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I also want to stop before I get started with everything. I got early morning text this morning. One of our family members of the Love Journey, her son is over in Chirac. You hear me? Chirac. I think that's what she said. And he got shot. And she is devastated. And so I want to send love to her. You know, if he's in Chirac, who just got shot, struggling for his life in his hospital. And I just want to send love to her. Life, and ask Raphael to be around her son. And then send love and light to those who were a part of that Brussels devastation. Just knowing that no matter what, God is still on the throne. So sending love and light to all the families as we give a moment of silence. All right, we're going to get started. I'm going to start off with a song. I'm going to start off with D-Train, Keep On Pressing On. You know, sometimes you need that wind beneath your wings to remind you, don't stop, don't give up. Don't give up. So today, as I had originally planned it for this morning, to remind us to keep pressing on, D-Train.
Keep on.
morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so grateful for this opportunity. Just wanted to say thank you. I'm loving it. Today is Friday, Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I love, 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 love this book we're reading called The Seed. Of course, you know I'm reading it for the school, too, in my class by Jean Gorton. And I was doing my paper last night, and I just absolutely stopped and gave so much gratitude. All right, we're going to turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And in this line, we recognize our divine source is God, the good, omnipotent, everywhere present. Recognizing that there is not a spot that God is not. Oh, come Holy Spirit, and remove from me every human created thought, every human created ego, as I come before you today. Father God, I'm asking you to come and give me a pure heart, renewed right spirit in me. Oh, give me a renewed mind. As we begin to take in a breath, clearing out the old God, all the things that are not serving us in this right now moment, God, I'm asking you to remove it in us today, God. I'm asking you to give me forgiveness right now, God. Where there's no forgiveness, God, give me peace where there's no peace and rest where there's no rest. So as we breathe in all of your goodness, we can release all those things right now, God. So come on, family, let's breathe. Let's take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight. Releasing through our mouth and remembering to breathe into the heart. Because the heart has wisdom. Let's breathe, family, let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time, family, let's breathe. And release. Oh, divine Mother, Father God. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, oh, come as I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power, the higher presence of my mind, the beloved I am presence, as I invoke and invite the higher power into this call, in this right now moment, I give thanks to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As you anoint this call. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and speak to my mind, speak to my heart, speak to my soul, possess all of me as I remove all of my human created self, my human created ego, as I come before you, in that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart, oh, it will be absolutely acceptable in my sight, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and speak as I pray your words, that they won't be my words, but they will be your words. As you anoint this call this morning, God, I'm asking for an anointing, Holy Spirit, to remind each and every one of us of our greater version as we step into a higher version of ourselves today, God. Come, Holy Spirit. As I allow myself to be used by my higher mind self, my beloved I am God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and anoint us this morning, God. I'm asking to invoke and invite the presence of all of our spiritual committee this morning, that we may speak to our angels, our archangels, our ascended masters, and all the presence of our ancestors as we stand here as an individualized expression of the Most High God. We give thanks as we stand before you this morning, Holy Spirit, giving thanks for who we are and how we show up on the planet, God. I'm asking for an anointing today, God. I'm asking for fresh anointing, God. I'm asking for you to bless our sister whose son who got shot last night. I'm asking you to bless him as he struggled in his process in the hospital, God. I'm asking you to send Raphael there right now, God, that his body may feel your presence right now. That every cell, every muscle fiber, and every organ will be renewed by the strength of you. Right now, God, I'm asking you to touch the hands of the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiology, and everyone in the room right now, God. Blessing the presence of the gift of him to the planet. Acknowledging his presence, God, I'm asking you to do your will and reveal yourself through this situation right now, God. And I'm asking for mercy, God. I'm asking for mercy in the name of the Most High God, that mercy shall be upon his life right now, God. I'm asking you to do what you do in a way only you can do it, Holy Spirit. I'm thanking you right now as we send love to all those who lost family members in the explosion in Brussels. You know, God, I know when we down to nothing, you always up to something, God. And I know there's a special blessing for those family members. And I just ask you to keep them in the palm of your hand. Continue to whisper in their ear that you are love, God. And there's really no separation. Thank you right now for your blessings upon this earth, God. I thank you for your blessings upon this earth right now, God. I'm asking you to bless the minds of your people on this planet. I'm asking you to bless the hearts of your people on the planet, God. I'm asking you to come and bring a healing like no healing, God. I'm asking you to bring a love bomb and let it explode upon the earth, that people can shine and allow the truth of them to be shining and not be afraid to be who you've called them to the planet to be, and that they can understand who and what they are as an individualized expression of you, God. I'm asking you to come this morning and put a special blessing upon her. I'm asking you to bless and keep our own seeds in the palm of your hand and keep them protected no matter where they are in the world. Keep them protected, God. I'm asking you to keep our seeds and our seeds protected today, God. I'm asking for a special blessing and a special protection around those that we love, God. I'm asking today, God, for you to come and bring a fresh anointing upon the line, God. I'm asking you to bring a fresh mindset upon the line today. I'm asking you to bring a fresh revelation, new wineskins. God, give us a new way to see with spiritual 2020 vision today. And that we can hear the melodic sounds of you as we walk the planet. Anointed. Anointed. So anointed that even the blessed will call us blessed today, God. You to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground. Nothing shall come close or near or around us because of your love and your protection, God. Keep us in the palm of your hand. I'm asking for a special blessing around each and every person under the sound of my voice. I'm asking for a special anointing around each and every person under the sound of my voice. I'm asking for a special blessing around the love journey this morning, God, that you can raise the vibratory energy on this call, on this day, that we can remember that our desires are you tapping at our soul, wanting to express more of you through us, as us, all around us. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff. And that we will have the courage to not only dream our dreams, but live and play full out in our dreams. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us.
Yes, you.
Amen. Amen. And so it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we get our special money prayer from Ayana Vincent.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Thank you, God. Let's do our affirmation.
Greetings. In this recording, you will...
our affirmation for abundance, recognizing that we are the embodiment of abundance. I love what you said. I am the embodiment of abundance. Let's affirm together, family, as you hear her say these affirmations. I want you to say them together so that we can embody the embodiment of what it means to be money, to be in abundance, to be in a flow of prosperity and love. Let's do it together, family.
I have everything I need to feel happy and fulfilled. I have everything I need to feel happy and fulfilled. I have everything I need to feel happy and fulfilled. The universe generously fills me with abundance on every level of my existence. The universe generously fills me with abundance on every level of my existence. The universe generously fills me with abundance on every level of my existence. Abundance flows through me and out to the world. Abundance flows through me and out to the world. Abundance flows through me and out to the world. I believe that abundance is my birthright. I believe that abundance is my birthright. I believe that abundance is my birthright. I place my trust in the hands of the Mother Father God for all the goodness in the world to come my way. I place my trust in the hands of the Mother Father God for all the goodness in the world to come my way. I place my trust in the hands of the Mother Father God for all the goodness in the world to come my way. I become an open channel of receiving and giving abundance from the unlimited treasure store of the universe. I become an open channel of receiving and giving abundance from the unlimited treasure store of the universe. I become an open channel of receiving and giving abundance from the unlimited treasure store of the universe. I am the embodiment of abundance. I am the embodiment of abundance. I am the embodiment of abundance.
I am the embodiment of abundance. I love that. We gotta get ready to sing our love song. Let's sing, 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 and then we're gonna bring in joy, joy, joy to the world. I guess our singers.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I had to unmute my own phone.
Good morning
to you, Lady Love. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too.
Good God morning to our Blog Talk Radio family. Good God morning to our Love Journey family. We are going to sing a love song, plant that seed of love, shower it with a love song. So, family, let's unmute our phones and let's sing our song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, y'all. Let's do this on the count of three. One, two, three. Let's do it. I love myself so much, so much. So I call you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes, I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you keep on loving me. Last time, come on, I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. Yes, 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 yes. I love it, I love it, I love it. Well, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste. Hey,
good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to remind you, Jackie was singing it in Spanish today, too.
Okay, yay. That's where Esther come in on that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
All right, family. Well, we're getting ready for our trip to Cuba, and so we're going to learn the love song in Spanish, and it's real simple. Yo me amo tanto para que yo te puedo amar tanto, entonces tú te puedes amar tanto para que yo te puedo, para que puedes seguir amándome. So I posted it on the Love Journey. I'll post it again. And I'll just sing it, and if you have it with you, please sing along. Okay. Yo me amo tanto para que tú, yo te puedo amar tanto. Entonces tú te puedes amar tanto para que puedas seguir amándome. Yo me amo tanto para que yo te puedo amar tanto, entonces tú te puedes amar tanto, para que puedas seguir amándome. Yo me amo tanto, para que yo te puedo amar tanto, entonces tú te puedes amar tanto, para que puedes seguir amándome. Tarantan. So that's in Spanish, and we'll be able to sing it all together, you know, as time continues, every Friday, I believe. So thank you for the opportunity. Namaste.
All right, we're going to bring in Joy. Let's do it, Joy.
Okay. I guess I'm como esta. Mañana. God bless you. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning, Love Journey family and Blog Talk Radio family. What a blessing. You know, I always remind you that you are children of the Most High. Rock steady God will never leave you, neither forsake you. And this morning, yes, I'm reading from The Science of Mind. The Science of Mind is Julie Smith is the writer for this month. And her theme, are your piece of the rock this morning, is it's an abundant life. If we do not feel grateful for what we already have, what makes us think we'll be happy with more? And the Science Mind, that you can find a reference to that in, on page 459, says, God wills for us to have everything. As we express life, we have abundance. But we do this only as we realize that there is good enough to go around. Only as we know, little Jesus is, only as we know that all of God's gifts are given freely and fully as the air and the sunshine alike. I and that's to each and every one of us. Julie goes on this morning. She says, for many years, I based my ideas of prosperity on what was absent from my bank account and the time and resources that I lacked. In this way, my success and wealth were, you know, elusive, for there was never enough. So come on, get your mind off the lack. You go? I was not enough. I was not enough because there never was enough. And by learning into gratitude, being thankful for what I already had, my blinders started coming off.
Mm-hmm.
If we get caught up in consumer thoughts or what we think is missing in our lives, we race to fulfill a sense of want. By focusing on deficiencies, how can we ever be content with what we have? Abundance is not defined by the accumulation of other things. Our prosperity comes from the inside out, not the other way around. It is a beautiful inner state of completion, of fullness that reflects out into our world. Blessed little children of God, we live, move, and breathe this precious prosperity of God. It is right where we are, right where we stand. And behind all conditions, there is a boundless creativity that is revealing new opportunities, new insights in every moment that we breathe. Our experiences of this depend upon shifting our thoughts from the abyss of poverty. True satisfaction comes from attending to the richness of life. This wealth that is always with us. And giving thanks, let us give thanks. And giving thanks, we experience the qualities and resources of the Infinite One as our own. Being thankful magnifies our happiness beyond our grandest imaginations. Our affirmation this morning is, gratitude is the joyous response to the beauty and greatness of life. I am so thankful. Namaste. Amen. Amen. Adieu. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. That was really beautiful. As we keep the train moving, I know this time be moving by so fast. I want you to hear this dream. Think about this as we move along in our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Think about your dreams today.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Dreams have an infinite capacity to even prevail in the darkness. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm reading a book called The Seed by John Gordon. Come on in, Chastity A. Wells.
Good morning, Janine. Good morning, Love Journey. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get started. Let's get started. You want me to kick it off or you want to kick it off?
No, we can go ahead. You can go ahead and kick it off, and we're ready to rock and roll. I believe we're picking up exactly where that beautiful clip is you just said about our dreams in Chapter 4.
Yes, yes. Did we talk about a higher perspective, though? Did we move past
Yeah, we did. I thought we did. And it could have been just maybe I was thinking about it, but I believe we did. But if you want to go back and touch on it, we definitely can.
Yeah, well, just one thing I just want to talk about when we look at things from a higher perspective, because I don't remember if we did, but to me, I just wanted to kind of talk about how sometimes when we're in a maze or in the part of life, sometimes we don't see the big picture. And so sometimes when we're walking through life, we gain a new perspective when we move past our situation and see it from a higher perspective. She said this, and I thought this was amazing. It's amazing how many people go through life with their eyes closed, she thought. They allow fear to blind them, and they miss all the beauty, the miracles, and opportunities around them. I want to say that again. She said, it's amazing. And this is, so just in case you haven't read the book, this is a part when Josh was walking out of the maze and he was getting ready to leave, and the lady asked him, did he want to take a helicopter ride, you know, a plane ride. And he was like, no. She said, well, you can see things sometimes that you can't see from the ground. You can see it from a higher perspective and how life looks different from a higher perspective. And she said, sometimes we walk around in life with our eyes closed, never getting the opportunity to see the beauty of life. She said, because when you fly above God, she said she loved her job because when she flies above the maze, it reminds her of the way God sees us in the world. Similar to the view from the maze, God sees your beginning, your middle, and the end. You may feel lost, but God knows where you begin. God knows where you are now, and God knows where you're supposed to go. See, the big picture is clearer when you see things from a higher perspective. I don't know, that just touched my soul right there. I don't remember us talking about that. Anybody have any thoughts about seeing things from a higher perspective?
I love that, though. While we wait on someone else to chime in, I guess anyone can press star 6 and talk about it. But I love that because I know a lot of times if I ever feel overwhelmed in anything, the big picture is always what helps me gain balance and root myself and just experience my current moment because I understand that there's still more to it. So it always does help me.
I think that's powerful. And I just thought this one line right here, it's amazing how people go through life with their eyes closed because of fear, because they allow fear to blind them. And we miss all the miracles, the beauty, and the opportunities around them. You know, as I was writing my paper last night about, you know, what I had to write on this book, and we had to write about ourselves, and I really thought, how difficult was it? I thought it would be so easy to write about me. You know, it took me forever. It took me a week to even get one line on a piece of paper. And I realized, I sat and I meditated and I asked myself, what was it? And I had to admit, it was fear of owning what it is I needed to own. Because if I wrote it on paper, that means I had to own it. And I said, wow, Janine, let's get rid of this fear and let's move past it and do what you got to do. And then I began to write, and words began to come. And I was like, why is it that we're so afraid to see the beauty of life, even the beauty of ourselves, and write about it and own it? I don't understand. I kept saying to myself, come on, girl, you don't got no time for no fear. It's so beautiful when we own our own self and when we own our life, when we become visible, vocal, and not afraid to be who we've been put on earth to be. All right, well, I guess we'll go straight to dreams then. No comments about seeing it from a higher perspective. Without walking around life with our eyes closed, blinded. All right.
I know.
You want to go straight to dreams?
No, I mean, that's fine. And one of the things that they pointed out at the end of the chapter as well, Janine, that I just wanted to just kind of piggyback on, because it's kind of what you just said as well. The note that the author left for us, it said that the emotional stuff is the hardest to let go. So I think it's really profound what you just shared with us, how it took you almost a week to write about a person that you know the most, yourself. So So even in that, and we're looking at time and where.
What about that part right before that, where she said, you see your past, provide clues about your past?
Absolutely. I meant to bring that point up, too. If we had the opportunity, I wanted to start with that, too. I forgot. But, yeah, so I love that, where she says, you see your past, it provides clues about your passion. So go to your past, and it'll give us direction for your future. And then I just love the note after that, that the emotional stuff is the hardest to let go. A lot of times, and I just wanted to point that part out, because a lot of times people think that just because you look at something or like, oh, you're supposed to be able to let it go or move past it. No, those are the hardest things really to let go, the things that are we're emotionally tied to, that's subconsciously imprinted within us. But we definitely do have to look at our past really to be able to find our passion and the things that we absolutely do love.
All right. I just wanted to bring one more point out in that particular chapter. She said, don't forget that your past will lead you to your future, and your future is connected to your past. You can't have one without the other. So to see your purpose more clearly, you have to go backwards in order to move forward. So think about your past, and you will find the clues to create your purpose, your future. So I thought that was just a little bit more about that. I think, you know, so many people are always talking about, well, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Sit back and look at the past, and it'll give you the clues to your future. All right. I just love this book. I think I'm just love this book. It just brings chills to my spine when I talk about it, read it. It's one of the greatest little books other than my little book that I read to you all on the line. I can't think of the name of it, but I love this little book too.
Because definitely, I mean, it's really a short read. It's an easy read, but yet still it has really good nuggets in it that I know I was able to stop and think about. Even in my own life, every little thing that he went through, you know, you were able to stop and look at it. Even when he was talking about the higher perspective, getting in the plane and looking back at the maze and how he would have been able to get through it. But it took a higher perspective to really look at it. And too often that is how life is. It's not until you have another perspective of your own situation that you understand that you can make it out, you know, that you're able to see the beginning, middle, and end of that part of the situation. So I think that is a cool part about the book, because it is such a short read, and it's a good story while you're reading it.
So in the next chapter, I thought was really interesting, because this is how a lot of people live in life. He said life is filled with people and cars. They're just running through the city. They're running through life. I bet most of these people don't even have a clue about their purpose. They don't even think about it or seek it. They scurry from one place to next. They live from paycheck to paycheck. They engage in a daily fight for survival. He said he knew them well because he had become just like them until the day his boss gave him that ultimatum. His conversation with the farmer and the pilot prompted him to even go inside, to even think about what was his future. What was his purpose? He couldn't stop thinking about his seeds and his purpose. He wondered whether it was better to race through life feeling numb. Come on, how many people are feeling numb to your purpose or to experience the discomfort and the struggle of seeking it? That thing right there blew my mind. So many of us rather go through life being numb to the purpose than to experience the discomfort and the struggle of seeking it. He thought about his job, his lack of passion, and he decided he didn't have a choice. Although it's easier to be numb, but it's no longer an option for him. He would rather have a meaningful life than an easier life. I thought that was powerful. How many of us are taking the easy road and just going through life numb and passionless? Settling for jobs that we don't like, settling for relationships we don't like, settling for a fear and being afraid to be seen, being afraid to be who we've been called to the planet to be. And let me just say, it's nothing wrong with fear. It's only something wrong with fear when we allow it to debilitate us and stop us. Because I get fuel from my fear. I like, come on, fear. When I recognize fear is there, I'm like, all right now, fear, I'm going to kick your butt. And I love when fear is present because it makes me work just that hard. And I have the most beautiful gift that is always born out of fear. So I love my fear because my fear fuels my fire to ignite me to be better because I'm not letting nothing stop me. Nothing, not even fear. I'll be knocking that fear outside the wall. Yes, I do experience fear, but I knock it upside his head. Now, you're not going to come up in here and win against me. I'm the winner because I was born to win. Let's talk about that. I see so many people let fear debilitate them, let them stop them from being who they've been called to the planet to be. They won't live their God-sized dreams. They'll talk about it, but they won't be about it.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Ooh, I love this book. Do you have anything to say about living your dream?
Sure, have mercy. Janine, I had the phone on me. And I'm sitting up here talking, thinking y'all could hear me. But I love that point, even us just talking about that, because here's the reality, especially in that, is it is a lot easier, a lot of people feel. And I know I've even felt like that, just to be numb and just going through life or whatever it is, doing other things other than looking at what your passion is. You know you're not happy with your regular 9-to-5 rut, or not even just in that, in relationships, friendships. Any of it, and you know you're not happy, but instead of really challenging yourself because it causes us to really grow to do that, it's easier just to ignore it. But what I found is when we really just take the opportunity and when I really just challenge myself just to go within and just trust the process and just pray about it, life became a lot more meaningful. So it was more than just monetary gain. It was the passion that I've been able to live. It's the purpose. It's understanding that each and every day really, really, really does mean something and that my life does count. So I no longer, I challenge anyone, if you're still living in that type of numbness, though it feels scary, like Janine said, use your fears to fuel yourself to really step into your passion. Look into your past and let's figure it out and let's start this journey together.
So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. You know, this is Deborah. When people say, be fearless, I say, no, that's not necessary. You don't have to be fearless. You just need to befriend fear and know that it doesn't have to stop you. Because I don't know. I've read one guy, I think, so I don't remember his name, but he said he fears nothing. But fear is just as natural as any other emotion. And what I love is that fear actually points the way. Tell us what it is that we ought to be moving toward. The stuff that scares us. Not the stuff that comes so like, oh, no, no problem with that. That's okay, but you've already moved through that. So for me, I've experienced a great deal of fear in my life. A great deal of fear, and still do, but not as much, and I know how to handle it better now. I know that it's telling me what I ought to be doing, not telling me. It's not a sign. It's not a stop sign. It's a go sign. It's a green light, and I love that you can do whatever you want with it. And when people say, yeah, be fearless. And you got to be fearless, and let's live the fearless life. And I think that it's given people that don't know, they may not recognize yet that that's not even likely. I don't want to say it's not possible, but it's not highly likely that you're just going to cruise through life successfully fearless. So, yeah. There's nothing wrong with fear. And I think when I think about any emotion, I think about the fact that the divine, that we came into this human experience and we have all of these sort of emotions, sadness and fear and frustration and doubt. It's like, I don't think that was an accident. So since it wasn't an accident, there's nothing wrong with it. Since there's nothing wrong with it, what does it mean? And I have learned to just like, okay, God, I know you're with me. And because you're with me, whatever this is I need to do, I can do it. And send me people. This is the other thing that I'm learning, that community is nothing like community. And community comes from, like I'm connected to a woman who lives in the UK now, and I'm doing something with her that, you know, like videos. I used to hate doing videos. I just didn't like being in front of the camera. I could stand in front of an audience of people, and that felt cool. But the video, and so the fear told me, okay, so what? You don't like it and it scares you? Keep doing them. Keep doing them. And so I connected with this coach, and she is doing what she calls it, a game. And some other folks, we're part of this group, and we're challenging ourselves to do videos. And I'm starting to like it and enjoy it. And as we deal with these fears, because I'd rather be afraid than to be numb. That's death. And I have experienced numbness, and I know what that feels like. And I'd rather be afraid than to be numb. And just to close, there are many ways that we numb ourselves. Because when I think about being numb, I think about not feeling anything. Not forget that we numb ourselves with drama. We may think we're feeling alive. We numb ourselves with drugs. We numb ourselves with shopping. We numb ourselves with the multiple ways that we try to escape the life we don't like. And so there's so much to be said about this, but I love this conversation, and there's nothing wrong with fear. We have made fear a four-letter word, and we have made it the enemy, and it's not. Befriending fear is like, okay, cool. I see you. I feel you. I know you're there. And guess what? Thank you for showing me what it is that I need to do in order to have a breakthrough here. And once I break through that, as I break through one thing, it's like that's, you know, I own more who I am. And to me, this is what my journey is about. It's like owning all of me, the parts that I don't like and the parts that I love and the parts that I've been hiding, because the truth of the matter, most of us are hiding our light. We ain't even hiding. A lot of people want us on this call, especially a lot of us, it's not like we got a whole lot of ugly, ugly, ugly stuff that we're hiding. We're hiding our light and our power. And I say, let fear show you how to have some more breakthroughs. Love you all. All right. We're going to keep the chain moving. We're getting to the top of the hour. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Thayer. That was Deborah and Ricks. And, yes, fear is our friend, but everything is our friend. It depends on how we use it. Ego is our friend. Darkness is our friend. Because some of the most greatest things in the world was built from the darkness into the light. So I take everything and make it my friend and fuel my fire. So I want to end our conversation with this part of the book, you know, and then Chassie will give us a few things. I want to have a few minutes of conversation about this. But, you know, it's nothing like going home. Now, I never had the opportunity to go home to a mama to get hugged and didn't never have a father. And so I always envied this. So this is why it touched my heart, you know, just because I never had it. I remember my girlfriend, I met her when I was 20, so we're still friends today. Her birthday is the 7th, mine is the 6th. And she always, whenever she had a birthday party, we always shared, and I would go to her birthday party. But this particular time, oh, man, well, I was in my 30s or maybe in my 40s, I'm not even sure. Maybe late 30s, early 40s. wow, when I was at a birthday party, we was at a club, I was having a good time, it was her birthday, we were celebrating, my birthday was the day before, and we always just had fun, but this particular year, her mother walked in and gave her a present, and I went into the bathroom, I was with another girlfriend, and just boo-hooed and cried, could not stop crying. Because all I ever wanted was my mama to come and give me a birthday present. So I just love this chapter because it's nothing like having the power to go home and be hugged by someone who is unconditionally loving you, who has no judgment, no matter what it is that you do, and just can say to you, it's going to be all right. So his dad tells him when he gets home, his mother hugs him, and he just begins, because he's very introspective here. So I just want to give a shout-out to all those who have phenomenal moms who they can go home to and be hugged by moms and dads. I just want to give a shout-out to all the moms and dads for that. I never had that, but I know it's a good feeling because in my mind it is. And he said that his dad told him this, and I thought it was really interesting. He found that what was unseen is more powerful than what you can see. Let me say that again. What is unseen, now, just so you know, his father is a pastor. He says to him, what is unseen is more powerful than what you can see. He said, if you believe that miracles happened 2,000 years ago, then you should know that they're still happening right now on earth. And Josh began to reflect on what his dad was telling him. He looked over at the bookshelf. He said, and if there's one thing I know, he said, if you're following your purpose, it often requires a change in your life. Let me say that again. If you're following your purpose, it often requires a change in your life. And God will use all sorts of people and situations to bring about that change. See, it'll clear out some of the people you thought was your friend. It clears you for people to come in for a reason to bless you, even people that you don't even know. And it's clear that you meet these people for a reason, Josh said. And he said, I'm thinking that you need to accept the challenge and go and find where to plant your purpose, your seed. As I always told you, God don't choose the best. Let me say that again. God don't choose the best. God chooses the most willing. And if you're willing to seek your purpose, and if you're willing to seek God with your whole heart, God will do amazing things in your life. I just wanted to end with that. That thing like that just blew my mind. I'm going to turn it over.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate that we was on the same page with that because when I read chapter 6, that is what stood out to me. I stopped. Literally, I stopped in that first sentence when he said that there is nothing like a mother's hug, because I'm a person who, and you guys hear my mom on here, and you guys been listening, or if you've been listening on any platform that I'm on, I always give honor to my mom because I absolutely understand the power of her hugs, and she didn't really understand the power of it a lot of times. It wasn't what she had to say or didn't have to say. It was in the hug, and it would give me the ability to think and to rationalize, or just to be able to cope for that moment, like not cope, but just center myself, ground myself in that moment to be able to look at life and then guide myself to a higher perspective. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line, whether you're a mother or a father, because my grandfather meant an absolute lot to me as well. It doesn't matter if you're a mother or a father. That truly is your gift. So even when your child is frustrated about life or whatever, you may not have the right words. A lot of us don't, and that's okay. But there is power in that hug. There is power in that. There's a power in being present. So I thank God, Janine, that you even felt the same passion in that I did, because I really, really, really wanted that to be a takeaway for the weekend for everyone. So even if whatever is going on with you and your children's relationship, just hug them, love them, and that says enough. A lot of times words don't need to be expressed. So thank you, Janine, for that, because that is where my heart was at as well with ending this chapter or the conversation for today. So I did want us to be able to talk again this morning about insurance as well, because we were leaving off talking about a mother's hug. So I thought about children's whole life insurance as well. Please understand that I am a licensed insurance agent. I'm able to service anyone in any of the states here. So I definitely do appreciate where people say that I've been able to assist them in whatever manner, but I'm also able to get you and your family covered as well. I just wanted to do just like a baseline of even when we're talking about children's policies. This week, last week, we talked about final expense for the older community or our mature community. But this week, just talking about our children's coverage, even if we have a child at the age of 10 for $30,000, something that you can give them when they're older. I pray we never have to bury our own child, but at least the coverage is there. You're actually only looking at $14 a month for $30,000. Because the policies are so inexpensive, Janine and Love Journey, I do always recommend for people just to pay it up annually if you're able to, which is only $174. I know most of us, if you have more than two cell phones on your phone, you're paying about that much anyway. So imagine a whole year of policy being paid for your child. Or, and if you can't do it, like I said, just do the $14. A lot of times, guys, that's just putting away a bottle of wine or cigarettes for people who are still smoking. So not trying to put it out there like that. I just want to let you know that it really is a lot more affordable than you really do think. But definitely feel free to reach out to me. I'm on many different social media platforms at Chastity A. Wells. That's C-H-A-S-I-T-Y, middle initial is A. You're able to reach me at 614-230-6600, as well as my website at chastityawells.com. There you'll also find my email address. Just be able to ask me any other questions as well. Janine, thank you so much for the opportunity and the time to serve. I love you all. Mother, I got your text. She wanted to jump in, but she didn't have the opportunity, but she was loving the conversation. So thank you, Janine.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you, Ms. Wells, and thank you, Chastity Wells. And thank you, each and every one of you, for participating in the conversation today. Thank you, Deborah, and thank you, Rosa. We didn't hear your voice, but we know you're always present. Thank you for your presence. Thank you all for all that you do right here on the Love Journey. I really appreciate you. Roy, that was some good reading. Some good reading today in the Science of the Mind. And so today I just want to give you the name of the book again because people are texting. I sent it out on the email to everyone who I had the email address so that you can have a copy of it before you ordered it or if you even wanted to order it. The book is called The Seed, S-E-E-D, like a seed that you plant. And it's by Jean, J-O-N, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, and you can get it on Amazon. But if you just want a free copy of it before you get it or you just want a free copy, please text me, let me know, and I will email you the copy of the book again. If you say you didn't get it, I will email it to you. Because I think this book, I ordered enough copies. I gave each one of my children copies of the book, so I asked them to read and so that we can talk about it because we do that. And I think it's even worth giving it to your children. That's just how much I love it because it really talks to us about our purpose. It's so much. It's hard sometimes when we're getting off the rat race to leave the rat race and move into the space of your purpose. That part of it is difficult, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's difficult. It's difficult to go from earning money the way you used to earn it and living in the rat race, living in that process to go to really living on your purpose. But I'm telling you, it is so worth it. It's so worth it. It's like birthing a new baby. The pain, then when the baby gets in your arms, you go, it is the most heart-expanding, amazing thing that could ever happen in your life. And I'm going to tell you, there is no better investment in the world than investing in you. You are the best investment you can ever invest in. And so if you take time and invest in finding your purpose, oh, my God. It is so amazing to invest in your purpose, in your gifts, in your dream. All right, come on, Jackie, let's do it. Linda says she's on the phone with her mom, so can you come on in and let's do our affirmation. But I want to tell you, live your dreams today. Don't be afraid to invest in your purpose. And that's you, because you are your purpose.
Wow.
I'm just so excited. I love this book. It's called The Seed by Juan Gordon.
Yes, yes, Lady Love, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Great, great. I've been scanning through my emails. I haven't received one, so please, I would love to have it. I love the excitement that you have each and every week about everything that you're reading and doing and sharing with us. Thank you ever so much. Okay, family, we're going to do the work here. We're going to do our affirmation. So I want everyone to unmute their phone, *6. And we're going to do our affirmation on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Let's do it. God's wealth is circling in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circling in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth is avalanches of abundance. All my desires and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes, come on, family. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth is avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my desires and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Come on, family. God's wealth is circulating in my life.
Lightly advised. You know, opening themselves up to attracting their divine love mate. And so we know that's a process sometimes. So what we asked King and Arlene to do is talk about the process that it took them to get to each other. So that number at is 646-929-0630, 646-929-0630. That's at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. So we invite you to come in. And also we are going to be opening up to invite you to share what your love journey has been in the first part of the show. So please come and join us. And thank you very much. We'll look forward to having you. Peace and love. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right. I'm going to let you in, Claudette. I heard you. I just want to remind people, those who may not have love mates, you don't have to be perfect to have love. You know, I hear so many people saying, oh, I got to clear, I got to do this work. You can do the work in a relationship too. Trust me, you don't have to be perfect to have a relationship. You just have to be open to love to have love. You don't have to be, and I believe we're all divinely perfect, but some reason we get into this human idea that we have to be perfect to have love. You don't have to be perfect to have love. You just have to be open to love. Open to love. Trust me, family. I've been in a relationship 31 years, and trust me, I wasn't where I am today in it. And I trust me, and we've been through some ups and some downs, some changes and some turnarounds, but I wouldn't give nothing for the journey. But I tell you, you don't have to be perfect to have love. You just have to be open. Go ahead, Claudette.
Good morning, family. You've taken me on another trek, Janine, but I want to get back to the seed. I have my weekends work. When you say go back down the path that you have lived to see your purpose, and that just set off so many exciting things in my brain. So I'm going to use this weekend and just kind of travel back and see what I've been doing all this time, because I feel like I'm on my path. I just can't claim the name for it. So I'm going to go back and see it. And thank you all so much. The seed is truly a spark to get back to what you're here for. I know I'm passionate, but what am I passionate about for real is my quest. So thank you. I'm complete.
Well, what else did your brain go into? You can say that, too.
Imagine me. Just what have I been doing with my life? I know routine doesn't work for me. I don't like mediocrity. You've got to get it right. It's important. And moving through that fear, every time I get to those blocks that have adrenaline rushing to me where I just can't move or anything, I already know when I call on the Lord, I can make that next step. He's been perfect for me, so I need to remind myself of these kind of things. And where has it taken me to? When I talk about sister's home, that's my dream. I sleep, breathe, snot, spit, everything about that place, because it's going to be. And so to get back to what I've been doing, I got excited because it seems like I'm already there, the promoting, the teaching that I do to bring good things to the awareness of other people. That's what Sister's Home, and a place to be welcome and get that mama's hug. That's it. So I got a weekend to spark and shine all weekend thinking about those details and how good it makes me feel that I've got it. So now I'm complete, Janine.
All right. All right, so thank you so much. You know what I love about this, like, you're welcome. You know what I love about life? I just want you to know that you don't have to be perfect in what you think perfection is, because we are really divinely perfect. You know, David, they say, wasn't a perfect man, but he had a man after God's own heart. Moses, they say, wasn't a perfect man, but he was willing to move through his fears to do what he had to do. He was afraid of snakes. He was afraid to speak. He was afraid to do a lot of things, but he went on. That's why it took 9 times before he parted the Red Sea, because he had to keep facing his fears.
Wow, you sound like Claudette. Scared of this, scared of that, scared of this, and not moving.
But he moved through it, though. That's what we have to do. You got to make fear your friend. Fear can be your friend, just like Deborah said, because fear is my friend. I tell you, some of the most amazing things I've ever birthed in terms of my gifts and purposes came out of my fear. I'm like, wow. Standing the very first time I stood on the stage, you're talking about afraid. I was afraid. When I came on the love journey and started doing the love journey, afraid. Sunrise service, the iPod in the speaker, didn't know how it was going to turn out. Afraid. But I tell you, some beautiful things can come out of your fear if you don't get debilitated by it. So let's remember to not fear. Well, I don't mean not fear, but not allow fear to stop us. Because fear is beautiful. Just like if we allow our ego to move us in the right direction. I hear people talking about fear, raging God out, ego is this and that. But my ego has taught me so much about me and my life. I love working with my ego and moving past it, because then I get to realize where I need to be better, where I need to shine, and why my ego sent me to my little child. Because when my ego shines, she's saying, look, I need some attention. So I say, okay, Janine, we're going to stop and give you some attention today. You didn't get your mother hug, but I'm going to give you your mother hug today, Janine. So, that's these things, God made everything. And when we get to understand that everything that is created in us, our ego, our fear, everything in us was created by the Most High God to give us balance, to show us things. We need contrast as people on earth. As humans, we have to have that contrast to see the other side. We need the sun. We need the darkness. We need the rain. We need all of it, joy and pain. We need it. And the more you, and when you become friends with pain and fear, you get less of it. The more you're afraid of it, the more you suppress it, you get more of it in your life. And I saw fear and pain. I don't want more of you.
Yeah. Well, we're on our path, as Deborah said. I don't think there's anybody who listens on this line who has what you would call intrinsic evil in them on an intention every day. And so the light that we have is what we're seeking to express, and it's our personal fears about, am I good enough, can I do this, that keeps it from shining so brightly. And Deborah, I applaud you. I'm getting into video because I don't even like pictures. So now I'm going to move on. You know. How are they going to know about Sisters Home? How will they know Claudette Rennick and Cider Enterprises if I don't get my face, my voice, my talent out there to them? So, yes, we've got to on through this.
Can I share about you, Claudette? Can I just tell you what I see? You are very powerful. I mean,
yes.
You're extremely powerful. And
yes.
I'm going to tell you, I can feel you have something that I think that I have struggled with, and a lot of women do, right? And maybe some men, but I know women in a more intimate way in this when it comes to this. And that is, you really are dimming your light because you know how powerful you are. It's like you holding back. It's like, you know, like that champion, as Lisa Nichols said, that champion is just if I ever get out. And you're like, whoa, if this get out, oh, my God, what's going to happen? So, you know, it's like you know when you own that, when you embrace that, when you just, like, love up on that, that's Claudette Rennick, that's like, you're just so powerful, and that's what you're doing. You're like holding it down like that beach ball that's like, let me just hold it under the water. I don't want that popping up because that, woo. And so, and I think we get really just like, but the more you start to do what you afraid to do, like the videos and all that, and like, you know, being on a love journey, and like, I feel like, Janine, I don't know if you struggle with that, Janine, but Janine is a good example, I would say, of someone who is like just like unleashed in a beautiful, you know, healthy way. And that's what we all are here to do, though. We're not here to be playing small. You know, I'm feeling a little bit like Maya Angelou right here.
Thank you. I miss that girl.
You know what I'm saying? But so that's what I feel with you. I mean, I can feel it. I see it with a lot of women, but I can like feel it with you. And then when you just love it and like this is Claudette, you know, it's gonna be such a beautiful. I just want to celebrate with you when you just stand in front of the camera, stand in front of the video, stand on the stage. Come on the love journey, leave the doubt behind. Because, see, that's the doubt is a trick. The doubt is like, I don't know if I should show up like that. No, you don't want, because that'll overwhelm people. That might just be.
It resonates for real. You know, I don't want to overwhelm them. I've often felt I'm just too much for the average Joe or Jane. And so to just go ahead and be me anyway is the quest. But thank you. I applaud and appreciate what you said about me because it's true. I know what to do. It's just doing
yeah. And you just keep stepping because that's what I'm doing. It's like the more you do it, the more you realize that you're not really overwhelming the people that's supposed to be in your circle, in your life. Right? Maybe the people that ain't supposed to be there, maybe that is overwhelming for them. So the people that love you, who need to see your light shining, they're like, oh, my God, look at her. I can do that. I know I can do that, too. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ooh, I'm going to be walking and talking and dreaming to myself this weekend. Well, this is a good idea, you know? I appreciate it.
Well, you know, Lisa Nichols said if they can't take your son, give him a pair of shades and keep walking.
That's right.
If they can't take your son, then give him a little, give you an extra pair of sunglasses and say, here, and keep walking.
Yes.
But I confirm everything Deborah said. You're absolutely powerful just the way you are. You are powerful, and you are the embodiment of Sister Holmes already. You are the embodiment of what it means to be hospitality. You are the embodiment of love and all those great things. So I'm looking forward to you standing more into your greatness and finding that greater version of yourself and allowing it to shine, shine, shine like the star you are. I'm in total agreement, but I'm looking forward for all of us to do that. So let's do it, family. And so we're going to get ready and sign off, reminding ourselves that we are gifts to the planet. We are. Hello?
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Madam Lady Love.
Mm-hmm. We got 30 minutes. Come on.
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to know. You didn't say anything about your big day today. And I just wanted to say, Lady Love.
I got a big day today?
Today, yeah. Isn't today the big day for you mm-hmm. with your all of your achievements and stuff? Is today
No. Not today. I get inducted on Friday, April 22nd, to the Honor Society. I guess that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. Well, okay.
And we got all these wonderful
students
coming
up. The president scholar, the dean scholar, yeah, all that. But it's not today. Thank you for acknowledging me, though.
Yeah.
Can they, girl? Shoot. You have to quiet our section down when the time comes, you know.
Okay, sunlight. That's okay. All right, good. Well, I was getting all excited today. Oh, well, it is a good Friday. So anyway, God bless. Thank you. I jumped the gun.
It is Good Friday. No, it is Good Friday. It's all about big day, though. Today is Good Friday, and today is a great day to be introspective about and it's really a powerful conversation because you made me think about it. We're resurrecting. We're resurrecting and rising in our own light. And so by Sunday morning, we should be standing in our resurrected self. Thank you so much, Joy. And happy resurrection to all of you all as we rise more into our own greatness, and recognizing our own Christ consciousness, recognizing the greater version of ourselves and allowing that to shine, shine, shine like the stars we are. And so I just want to remind you today that your life really is a gift, and you are a gift to the planet, and what you do with your life can really be a gift back to the planet. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to not just live, not just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Live them. And as we go out on the song, Keep On Keeping On, I want to just let you hear the words. You know, he says, keep on stepping until you reach higher ground. Can't nobody turn you around. Step on up. You can claim a higher star. Straight ahead. It's not very far. And with the strength of your mind, you could be set free. You can know this from your past. Search deep inside and you will see time has come at last. So just keep on keeping on and don't give up. He said, and if you got a goal, set it in your mind. Reach forward and say to yourself, this will be mine. So as we move out this weekend, remember to keep on keeping on. You can't do it wrong. That's the one thing about life. And I just want to remind people, as we move through life desiring a lovemate, you don't have to be perfect. You don't got to. I'm not saying don't do the work, because it's important to do the work, because the more work we do, the more we can attract more of what we want. But do the work. But no, you don't have to be dead out and perfect to have a lovemate. I just want to put that on your mind. You don't have to be perfect to have love in your life. You just got to be open to love. Be open today. Live your God-sized dreams. And know that you can have the most amazing life. We're going to listen to, I love this man, Harry Belafonte, talk about dreams prevail. And then we're going to go right into keeping on, keeping on. And don't forget, Manifestation Destination Prayer Line is every Sunday at 7 o'clock. I don't know the number by heart, but check it out. Check it out. If you want the number, just text me and I'll make sure I get it to you. Sunday, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, Carla LaVoe Hawkins is always on the line. Her and Tamiko Green doing it God's way on Manifestation Destination Prayer Line. See you. And don't forget to meditate till you levitate with our Rosa J. Yes, yes, yes. And I Am Jumpstart on Monday morning. And don't forget Love, Sex, and Nutrition tonight. Khadijah Ali, Oath and Manifestation, Monday through Friday at 10:30 and 9:30. And Esther, Chant Goddess. Don't forget, check her out. Check out her web page, her Facebook page, I mean. All right.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Just keep on pressing on.
that you all have a phenomenal, amazing weekend. Have a love-filled, grateful, money-filled weekend. All right, I just want to remind you, we're about to come to the end and manifest March, and we're about to have an amazing, abundant April. Amazing, abundant April. Yes, all the work and seeds we planted in March, we're about to see the harvest in April, and I got something really special lined up for April. I can't wait to share. I'm excited about it. It was downloaded into my spirit, and so I'm excited to share it. And so I'm going to put it together, and we're going to be doing it every day in April. I can see the money. Oh, money, money, money. All right, have a great weekend. I love you all. Have a phenomenal day, and make it great. And happy Resurrection Day this weekend. Happy Resurrection Weekend. I can't wait to see how we all resurrect in our lives. Because you get to choose how you want to do it. That's what I love about life. It's just a choice. So, I'll see you on Monday morning.
Your conference recording has stopped.